I believe, well, from my frame thought is you if you ask, it is given. That means you're always yes. Yes, 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 yes. You're always given what you ask for. How do I come in tune with what it is that I'm asking? For example, if I drive off to work and I get into a car accident, I must have asked for that accident. Likewise, if I win the lottery 2 weeks from now, I must have asked to win the lottery. Or so basically, with all these events happening and I get what I choose all the time, how do I become more in tune with what it is that I'm asking?
Well, the thing is, we don't think you have ever consciously or deliberately asked for a car accident. We think that if you've seen a car accident, you've asked for wellness and well-being. We think if you've even thought about a car accident, you've asked for that. So we think that you have filled your vibrational escrow, and the source that is really you has acquiesced and become a vibrational match to all of that. So if you are finding yourself participating in an automobile accident, it's not because you've asked for it in the sense that you mean asking here. It means that you have found things to focus upon that are holding you vibrationally apart from the well-being that you've asked for in a million ways. In other words, all day, every day, through the details of life that you're living, you're asking for the essence of things wanted. In other words, as you take everything very literally and you say, I see a car accident and I'm not asking for that, but as you observe something traumatic about it, you can't even participate with it with something like that from a distance without sending rockets of desires about what you really do want. You can't see illness without asking for wellness. You can't see an accident without asking for well-being. You can't observe poverty without asking for abundance. Whether it's your poverty or someone else's poverty, you can't witness it without asking for something else. And so the thing that we want you to hear is that the asking and the allowing, step one and step three, are two different steps, and there's a whole step in between that doesn't have anything to do with you. In other words, life causes you to ask, and as you focus upon things that feel good when you are focused upon them, that's how you get into the state of allowing. Many people take this business of law of attraction and deliberate creation so seriously that they try to monitor their thoughts and they almost make themselves crazy as they're trying to sift the thoughts into good piles and bad piles and to avoid all bad thoughts. And we want you to understand that as you just relax and live life, you sort out all of this. And you have to remember that there was a standard within you the day you were born about what well-being really is. You didn't have to discover and set that standard once you got here in your physical body. You are a very old being who's been around for a very long time, and you know the difference between love and hate. You know the difference between well-being and not. You know who you really are, you see, and any departure. That's why we say you don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You don't look for some switch that will flood inky, misty darkness into the room to cover up the light. You know there is not such a switch. You know that there is a switch that could resist the light, but there's not a switch that introduces darkness into an environment. And there's not a source of evil or a source of badness or a source of sickness. There's just a chronic, learned along your physical trail, sometimes habit of thought that disallows the well-being that is your natural legacy, you see. So now coming back to the specifics of what you're asking for. When you, let's take the experience, let's say, what would make you clear that you don't want an automobile accident? Well, you've seen someone maimed, you've seen someone leave early, you've seen someone have a financial disaster as a result of it. In other words, you hear bits and pieces of all of that, and so from exposure to that life experience, you are clearer. Every time you hear or know someone, hear of someone or know someone or witness something that you do not want, your vibrational escrow becomes sharper, clearer, more focused. Contrast does that. It helps you in the personal defining of your worldview. Your worldview of children in Africa, your worldview of people in general in your nation, your worldview of your own physical experience. Your worldview is what you're launching into this vibrational escrow. And so, everything there is wrapped round and through this vibrational essence of well-being and expansion and worthiness and goodness, everything there, you see. So now you can use any excuse in the world to feel worthy, or any excuse in the world to feel love, or any excuse in the world to feel appreciation. You don't have to go back and dissect the components of what's in your vibrational escrow and say, oh, today I think I'll work on the financial part of my vibrational escrow, and tomorrow I think I'll work on the physical well-being part of my vibrational escrow. It's all in there, and it's all represented by the same vibrational essence of well-being. And so anything that you use as your excuse to tune to that vibration makes you then susceptible, which makes you then alignable, makes you then attractable. We're making all of these words up, but you know what they are. makes you then in the vibrational vicinity of receiving, allowing, some way, somehow, the essence of those things to begin to show up in your experience, you see. When you specifically define the gateway through which your abundance will flow, like the lottery that you mentioned, we think that you hinder yourself more than you help yourself, because if you will just let the idea for this financial abundance and this big financial abundance be something that life causes you to put there, and we have to tell you, you've lived enough life to put so much money in your vibrational escrow, it would take you many, many lifetimes to spend it all. In other words, it's a huge vibrational escrow that is there financially for you. So as you understand that it's there, and you just chill out and look for reasons to feel good, and let yourself become one with the vibration of that well-being. It is our promise to you that in perfect unfolding, the laws of the universe and the sources of the universe, that which man calls God, will arrange circumstances and events, opportunities and rendezvous for the gradual, delicious, powerful, undeniable unfolding of each and every aspect that life has caused you to ask for. You cannot be denied once you become one with that which you really are, you see. And the only reason that anyone ever wants anything and keeps complaining about it not coming is because they're more focused upon the absence than they are focused upon the becoming of it. And usually it's because they got too specific about it. Instead of just chilling out and feeling good and knowing how it works and trusting the laws and letting their gut tell them that they are in alignment with it, they get too intimately involved taking score and noticing a bit too often what hasn't happened, instead of relaxing into a knowing that it is happening, it is happening, it is happening, it is happening. It is happening. You don't want to eat all of your meals for the rest of this life today. You don't. You act like you do on this ship, but you don't. You really, really don't. You want it to come gradually. You don't want to breathe all of the air that you will breathe today. You want it to come in and out, in and out, in and out. And you want your abundance and your relationships and your resources to be that way too. Just this steady stream of well-being matching you up with who you really are, giving you yet another bouncing off place, and another and another and another and another into eternal, everlasting joy. That is what your quest is. It's what your legacy is. It's what true alignment is.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Wait, wait.